This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We go live to the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg, Stewart Park. Kelly Leonard from the Music on the Half Shell Committee, right there in the midst of the park on his blanket looking at the stage. Kelly, good morning. Here we go again.
Good morning, Kyle. And yes, indeed, here we go again into our, well, into our third decade of Music on the Half Shell here in the middle of Stewart Park. And I got to tell you, it is a hub of activity down here this morning. I've got people all around me coming down and putting down blankets. So it's a, you know, that beautiful patchwork is starting to emerge. Plus the backstage crews are working right now. We've got the Clint Newell, Doc Stewart's team is down here volunteering with their coach, and they're just doing a terrific volunteer job for us. So all in all, we are getting ready for our very first 2024 Music on the Half Shell kickoff tonight.
And, of course, it's something that draws people not just from around the Umpqua Valley, but from lots of other places as well.
More and more, I hear from people coming from down south in the Medford area, Grants Pass, over on the coast, down from Eugene. We get a lot of folks who realize that this is a great music venue, beautiful setting right here on the Umpqua River, and they just get to meet some great people, and the price is right. You know, Kyle, we haven't changed our price in over 32 years.
And
we're still free.
Yeah, and with inflation, that's amazing.
It is. So, yeah, we've doubled our price from zero to zero.
There we go.
And everybody's enjoying it. So we hope that if you are a longtime viewer and you are joining us again and again and coming down to see your friends, we look forward to seeing you. And if you are new to the Umpqua Valley, we would really hope that you get out a blanket, come down. There's plenty of room for some great free music tonight. And we've got John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen. It's going to be a great show. They're out of New Orleans. It's going to be a get-up-and-dance show tonight.
And one of the aspects about this is the fact that it is free to those attending. But to produce these shows, to pay the performers, explain how all that works and just where the funding comes from.
Well, you're absolutely right, Kyle. I say free, but the truth is it's free to all of the folks who come and listen. It's not free to put it on. Artists need to be paid. We need to pay production crews. And so what we do, it's a year-long project of fundraising. We write grants. We go out into the community. We talk to business people. And people make contributions to us. And as you know, because you're a longtime participant here, we pass the bucket every Tuesday night. And so people very generously put money in the bucket, and that helps along with everything else. Plus, not only do we have all of these wonderful people in the community cooperating grants, as I said, but we have just the greatest volunteers that you'll ever meet. Just some terrific people that work on this project year-round to make it happen. So it is definitely a community effort to bring this to people.
And I was just down there Friday for Movies in the Park, and one of the things people will see this year is the addition of some concrete around the stage for some of the sound and lighting equipment.
Yeah, we're really, this has been a long time coming, and we're very pleased to have gotten it done all of a sudden. And we've got it's going to be, we hope it's going to be much better sound and sight lines for people.
Yeah, and so that'll be something to look forward to, a new feature tonight. Now, somebody might ask, okay, you're having an evening concert. What about food?
Well, there's lots of food to be had. A lot of folks take this opportunity to make a great picnic for themselves and bring it from home or one of the local restaurants. But also we've got a number of food trucks that are here for folks. And so if you don't have time to make something or you just want to take the night off, come on up there. You're going to find a great variety of food trucks with a lot of people in line getting some good food. So that's an opportunity as well. You know, another thing I want to talk about, Kyle, if I may, just for a moment. For years, we've been passing out posters, and we've had a great media presence with help with folks like you folks. We've also have Facebook presence. This year, we've added Instagram. So we're very pleased. And if you like Half Shell, go take a look and find us on Instagram. And we want you to like us. We want you to follow us and spread the word, because that only makes it a better show overall. In fact, right now, I'm looking at our our Instagram person. She's very busy right now flying a drone overhead and getting some great shots of all the people putting down blankets. I think you're going to be able to see those when you go online here later today.
Now, you've got the show tonight, but this is just the beginning. You've got several more weeks. Talk about some of the other artists.
Well, we start tonight, as I said, with John Cleary, and we have eight tonight and seven more shows, so we'll be going into August, and we've got, you know, just such an eclectic group. We've got some great musicians this year from around the world. We've got people that are singer-songwriters. We've got some Irish group that plays American bluegrass type of music. So it's a wide variety. I tell people go to halfshell.org and you'll have the opportunity to see a list of all the artists, and then you can go on YouTube or something like that and hear exactly what their sound is. So if you know the music, I know people have called me and said, oh, there's a group called I Draw Slow. I can hardly wait for them. But we also encourage people to go online, because you will hear music that you may not know about, and it's your opportunity to expand your ears.
Yeah, and that was one of the points for doing this way back in the beginning, to expose people in the Umpqua Valley to music that wasn't normally coming through.
That was part of our mission. It always has been to bring an eclectic sound to the Umpqua Valley, and I think over the years we've been successful at that. As a participant, we've had the opportunity to hear music from literally from around the world here, and we're going to continue in that tradition.
All right, it's happening tonight. What time does it begin?
We will be kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight, but as I said, people are bringing blankets right now, so there's plenty of room. Get your blanket, bring it down. We'll start at 7. Usually goes until just about 9 o'clock.
And the food vendors begin right around 5 or 5:30, right?
Yeah, they start setting up late afternoon, and I think they start serving about 5:30, right?
All right, perfect. So getting there after work and getting ready to enjoy the evening. Well, Kelly Leonard down there working hard today at the Nichols Band Hall. And I know there's a lot more work to go on, so we'll let you get back to it. But, Kelly, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you. Look forward to seeing you this evening, and look forward to seeing all of the listeners down here. Let's have a great, great season. Thank you.
All right, you bet. 8:39 at the morning report.